Fact sheet, Job and Training Support Funds. If you have a disability or health condition, the Ministry of Social Development may be able to provide job and training support funds to get or keep a job by funding your additional job or training costs. They must be costs a non-disabled person doing the same job or training would not have. See more details on who can get job and training support funds on workandincome.govt.nz/support funds. Job support funding. Job support is to help you get or stay in work. You can also get job support if you are self-employed. Job support funding can cover 1. Equipment, specialist disability office furniture or adaptive software. 2. Workplace modification, a payment to help your employer make permanent modifications to the workplace to make it accessible for you. 3. New Zealand Sign Language Interpreters, to interpret work meetings and documents about your job, e.g. your contract, and interpret some professional development. 4. Support Person, someone you pay for yourself to help you at work, such as a reader, writer, or driver. 5. Parking, to cover costs of parking during your working hours. 6. Transport, to get to and from your work if you can't access public transport. 7. Productivity allowance, a wage subsidy paid to your employer while you learn skills and set up workplace supports. 8. Job coach, a short-term coach to help you if you start a new job, your job description changes, or you have a change in your disability which affects your job. If you are not sure what you need funding for or how much, please talk to us about having an assessment done. This will help you find out what you need for your job. Training support funding. Training support funding can help you pay for extra costs relating to training if you have a disability or health condition. This is to help you get or stay in a job, including self-employment. Training support can cover 1. Equipment, specialist disability furniture or adaptive software. 2. New Zealand Sign Language Interpreters, support for you to employ an NZSL interpreter to interpret classes, presentations and course documents. 3. Support Person, someone you pay for yourself to help you at work, such as a reader, writer or driver. And 4. Transport, to get to and from your training course if you can't access public transport. If you are not sure what you need funding for or how much, please talk to us about having an assessment done. This will help you find out what you need for your training. What it doesn't pay for. Job support and training support can't be used to pay for 1. Costs you've already paid for. 2. Anything your employer or training provider must provide to enable someone to do the job or training, for example, a standard desk and chair. And 3. Training course fees. Who can get it? To apply for either job support or training support, you must 1. Have a disability or a health condition that is likely to last longer than 6 months. 2. Have costs for extra support to do a job or training because of your health condition or disability. These should be costs a non-disabled person would not have if they do the same job or training. 3. Be aged 16 to 64 years old. We may be able to keep paying if you keep working after you turn 65. And 4. Be ordinarily resident in New Zealand. Find out what ordinarily resident means also at https://tinyurl.com/bddw2s2j. 5. Be either a New Zealand citizen or resident class visa holder with the right to work in New Zealand or recognised refugee or protected person, or temporary class visa holder with the right to work in New Zealand, and you're either waiting for the outcome of your claim to be recognised as a refugee or protected person, or you're applying for a residence class visa and must stay in New Zealand because of unforeseen circumstances. If you're applying for job support, the job must 1. Pay at least minimum wage. This also applies if you're paid by commission. 2. Pay a similar rate that a non-disabled person doing the same job would get. And 3. Not be a job reserved for disabled people only. If you're self-employed, you must work at least 15 hours a week and the business must be viable. If you're applying for training support, The training must be related to work. This can be either training to help you get a job in future or for a job you already have. Who can't get it? You can't get job support or training support if ACC or the Ministry of Health are already covering your job or training costs. How to apply for job support or training support funding. You can apply yourself or have someone act on your behalf at https://tinyurl.com/4a7xjpsj. How to apply. You can apply yourself or have someone act on your behalf at https://tinyurl.com/4a7xjpsj. Step 1. Fill in the application form. Download and fill in the form for job support or training support. You can apply for both. Job support application form PDF at https://tinyurl.com/5n6ddfmt. Training support application form PDF, https://tinyurl.com/2p8nddc3. Once you've downloaded the form, you can either print it and fill it in or fill in your answers online. You will still need to print and sign the form by hand at the end, as we can't accept digital signatures on applications. If you're not able to print this form, you can call us on 0800 551 001 or email us at supportfunds@msd.govt.nz and we'll post the form to you. You can also call us and we can complete the application with you over the phone. Step 2. Evidence of your health condition or disability. You need to show us evidence of your disability or health condition. This can be either a 1. Medical certificate or letter from your health practitioner, for example a doctor. 2. Report from an occupational therapist. 3. Report from a psychologist. 4. Document from ACC, for example a letter. And 5. Evidence of ongoing literacy or learning disabilities, e.g. a SPELD assessment. You may not need to do this again if you have already shown us evidence of your disability or health condition. Step 3. Gather your documents. You need documents to show 1. What you're applying for and how much it costs, for example quotes or contracts. 2. Evidence of who you are. Find out what documents we need for this. If you're already a client with us, you may not need to do this. And 3. Details of your employment or training. For example, your employment contract, a letter from your employer, registration for your training or study, evidence of self-employment. Step 4. Send us your application. Send us your completed application form and documents. You can do this by either 1. Scanning and emailing them to supportfunds@msd.govt.nz or 2. Handing your form into one of our service centres and we'll scan the documents while you're there or 3. Posting them to Ministry of Social Development, PO Box 1556, Wellington 6140, attention, Support Funds. If you're sending us identity documents, you'll need to have certified copies to post to us. Please do not post your original identity documents after you've applied. Once we get your application, we will contact you within 5 working days. We'll send you a letter to let you know if your application has been accepted. If it is, we'll contact you about the costs you have and how we can help with these. We'll pay the costs directly to the business providing the service or item. While you're getting support funds, if anything changes that might affect your funding, please let us know straight away. You can let us know by either 1. Calling us on 0800 551 001, 2. Emailing us at supportfunds@msd.gov.nz, and 3. Download and fill in the Change of Circumstances form, workandincome.govt.nz, Support Funds. End of fact sheet about job and training support funds.